listener production.
Hi there, it's Amanda Myler with your news update. Premier Stephen Miles has admitted the most likely outcome of the next election will be an LNP win, with David Crisafulli being Queensland's next leader. Miles making the admission this morning after a YouGov poll for News Corp revealed his net satisfaction rating is now minus 22%. A 26-year-old man charged with the murder and the attempted murder of an elderly couple in Burpengary East has had his court case adjourned for further mention in July. It's alleged the accused was a gardener attending to a neighbour's property when a fight broke out yesterday. A woman's in a serious condition with a head injury at Gold Coast Uni Hospital after falling around 2 metres off a ladder at a construction site in Surfers Paradise. Emergency services were called to the scene just before midday. Queensland's peak body for housing, Q Shelter, says it took too long for a decision to be made on what to do with the Pinkenba COVID quarantine facility. Q Shelter's Jackson Hills says 18 months for the federal government to decide to turn it into a police training centre just doesn't cut it.
We know that the community will be probably reeling to hear how long this has all taken to get to some sort of outcome today. It's certainly not the outcome we would have hoped for. And I think we all realise that these things need to move a lot more quickly to be proportionate to the response of the issue that the community's facing.
And the Prime Minister has joined dozens of people at a memorial service for a security guard killed in the Bondi Junction stabbing attack. Anthony Albanese says his deepest sympathies are with the family and friends of Faraz Tahir. No promises that Ezra Mam and Selwyn Cobbo are to be back for the Broncos for their Roosters clash next week. The pair's out of tomorrow's game with the Tigers due to injury. Coach Kevin Walters says he's not sure when they'll return.
They're still pretty sore today, so I'd say they're really doubtful for next week, but that's okay. We've got great depth here and it opens up some opportunities for other players, which is really exciting.
In good news, the Broncos are welcoming back 4 players for this weekend, including Adam Reynolds and Payne Haas. And happy days also out of Titans camp after last night's victory over the Warriors in Auckland.